We worked a lot on all the different protection issues that we had. And basically, we had some mental errors that we've got to get cleaned up. You know, we've got some young guys in there that have to make sure that we continue to show them all these different kind of pressures that you're going to get.
When you look at Teddy Bridgewater's game against Denver, granted a loss, I guess if you critically break it down, you could find parts of it that maybe could be argued it was his best single performance of his career. From a maturation standpoint off that game, what are you looking for through these final 12?
Well, I think the big thing that showed up last week was in the fourth quarter when we needed to throw the football, when we needed to continue to make plays, convert third downs. He did a lot of really good things in that game.
Bridgewater shotgun takes the snap. Broncos rush four. Teddy fires, caught at the 14-yard line.
We need to start faster and take more initiative early.
Through your years of coaching, Mike, what does that say about a quarterback when you get hit in a game as much as he did and you bounce back and have a fourth quarter like he did?
Well, it means he's got a lot of toughness and a lot of composure, and Teddy has both of those.
Right tackle T.J. Clemmings for the first quarter of the season, thrown into a difficult spot when Phil Loadhole got hurt during the preseason. How's he coming along?
Well, he continues to improve. He works really hard at it, and he's a good athlete, and he's going to be a very good player. We have to clean up some things with him, and he'll have a lot of good plays, and then he'll have a couple bad ones. So we just got to clean him up and eliminate some of those errors.
I think one of the underrated facets with the Vikings for the first four games is how Jeff Locke and the punt coverage are working together. Punt coverage, number one in the NFL. Jeff's off to a good start, isn't he?
Yeah, he's had a good year. He's punted the ball well. He's done a nice job getting the long punts when we need them, when we've been backed up, and then also keep them inside the 20. So field position is extremely important, and I know the defense and I appreciate it.
What does rookie wide receiver Stephon Diggs bring that maybe the untrained eye can't see?
Well, he's got great hands, number one. He's got terrific hands, and then he is a full-speed cut guy. So when he's going full speed, he can get in and out of cuts without breaking down a lot of receivers have to do it.
Bridgewater takes the snap. He steps up and he throws it as he's hit. Caught Diggs! First down! And the rookie from Maryland brought it in for a 26-yard gain.
So that makes it more difficult for him to cover because you get him running and then he can stop and start again.
What do you expect from Kansas City offensively with the loss of Jamaal Charles?
Well, I don't think they're going to change much. Andy Reid's been doing this for a long, long time. The offense is very similar to what it's been. They want to get the ball out quickly. They want to throw the football. They're play-action passes. They got a lot of screens, and they'll continue to try to run the football. And, you know, some of the running game that they have is similar to what Denver did. A lot of cut blocking, real flat zone blocking scheme. So we're going to have to work real hard at it.